Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Fire department staffing expansion delayed amid budget concerns. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Fire Department's proposal to add 9 new firefighters over the next 3 years has been delayed after city and county leaders decided not to move forward with the first round of funding for this fiscal year. According to the Gillette News Record, Fire Chief Jeff Bender previously proposed adding 3 firefighters per year in order to fully staff Station 7 near Camplex and improve emergency response times on the east side of Gillette. During last Tuesday's Gillette City Council meeting, City Administrator Mike Cole confirmed the request for the first 3 firefighters had been removed from the city's proposed budget, cutting roughly $180,000 from the plan. The issue became contentious after city officials were presented with an alternative funding proposal that would have had the city cover nearly all first-year costs before the county assumed a larger share later. During public comment, Campbell County Commissioner Bob Jordan pushed back against criticism that he was not supporting public safety. "We're not negligent and we're not disregarding," Jordan said, pointing to previous funding increases and the county's support for a future fire training center project. Jordan said the county's hesitation is tied largely to financial uncertainty surrounding a proposed 50% property tax exemption and the future renewal of the optional 1% sales tax. City officials say budget discussions will continue over the coming weeks. Earl Collier announces run for Wyoming House District 3. Wyoming native Earl Collier has announced his candidacy for House District 3 and will seek the Republican nomination in the August 18th primary election. According to County 17, in a campaign announcement released Saturday, Collier said he is running to protect Wyoming values and push back against what he described as growing threats to personal freedoms and the future of the next generation. Collier was born in Cody and raised near Sundance in the Black Hills. He graduated from Sundance High School before earning degrees from Sheridan College and the University of Wyoming. Collier currently works as a land surveyor and says he has spent the past decade working alongside miners, infrastructure developers, and public land managers across Wyoming. He and his wife, Chelsea, now live in Gillette with their 3 children. In the announcement, Collier outlined campaign priorities including school choice, Second Amendment protections, property tax relief, election security measures, government transparency, and support for Wyoming's oil, gas, and mining industries. He also voiced opposition to what he called woke ideology and education and renewable energy policies involving large-scale wind projects. The Republican primary is scheduled for August 18th. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.